Hey, good morning, everybody. Check it out. I'm doing things a little different today. It is Tuesday, October 19th, and I just found free parking near El Porto. I have my foot, the windscreen lapel mic, and before I even try to see it, I'm going to take a look at some looks like from the top of where I'm at right now, 44th and Highland. So I'm gonna have a look, figure out what board I'm gonna use. And looks like a fish day. Okay, that didn't take very long. Wow, another guy just scored parking right by me. That's kind of nice. I'm gonna bust off the fish. Anyway, I think during this time I'm just going to talk a little bit. I know I said I probably wasn't going to surf local, but it's not that I wasn't going to surf local. It's that I'm tired of having to dawn patrol it every time I want to surf. Now that sounds lazy, but at this point in my life, fucking 42 years old, I'm just over having to when it comes to surfing around here, I literally get up just so I can get free parking for one. I hate having to deal with the freaking crowd. It's not even about quality anymore. And I just had this box as I was driving over here. Having to bend for the world, but making the world bend for you. What I mean is that instead of me waking up super early just because, yeah, sure, it's gonna be a little bit better, you know, I can get a free parking space guaranteed if I get up early enough. But I don't want to get up that early, man. I like sleeping in. I like cuddling with my wife in the morning. I like having my morning coffee. I like having my morning oatmeal. I like doing all that stuff. And it's super stressful. Usually if I go like late morning and have to deal with everybody and the parking, and I'm even stressed out just being here. But at the same time, I gotta be grateful because I actually got a free parking spot and I don't have to pay the freaking meter. That's another thing, I'm just tired of paying. I almost feel like I'd rather live in Bolsa Chica. Because I got better access. Anyway, I'm gonna cut this short. I'll let you guys know how this goes. I'll talk to you later. Holy shit, I am back. And I just changed out of my wetsuit. It is now 1:45. I texted my buddy Dice like at 10:45, letting him know that I was going to surf. So it's literally 3 hours later. I'm getting into the habit of not looking at my watch whenever I'm out surfing, especially if I have the day off. And I'm pretty sure that I surfed close to 2.5 hours. I had no idea I was gonna be out that long. I'm also gonna try something a little different here. I'm gonna drive and record. I'm using my lapel mic. Just started the car. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Anyway, I let my boy Dice know I was gonna surf, and he actually came out, which was freaking awesome. And he asked me if I was still doing the surf podcast, and I said, yeah. And I didn't even realize it, that this was session 100. I was like, yeah, you know, I have been doing it. And I gave it a little extra thought, and I was like, holy shit, yeah. I was like, this is my fucking 100th session that I'm fucking recording right now. So what a way to spend session 100.
surfing with a buddy and being able to score it local right here in my own backyard. Holy shit, this street is fucking narrow. I'm like trying to, it's like the little streets on the hills over here, west of Highland, going down the hill, like on 43rd, I think. Anyway, let me just let y'all know how it went. The wind was going light onshore, you know, it was kind of turning because I guess the morning was like perfect wind, perfect conditions, but there was a super high tide, so literally paddled out, catching the tide on the way down. A fair amount of people out. It looked like a lot of people quit their jobs. I don't know, on a weekday, but holy shit, sunny day. The water wasn't too bad, temperature wise. I mean, the air was pretty warm. And yeah, sure, you know, like good amount of surfers, good amount of longboarders out, but everyone was pretty chill. I mean, it was scattered enough. Nobody was super aggro. Actually, it wasn't a bad mix of beginners and some people who knew what they were doing. It was a little on the slopey side, especially with the high tide. So, to be honest, the people with more foam fared much better. And there were some people in the water with their high-performance shortboards. And, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that a surfer should have a quiver of, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 boards or something. But I definitely feel like you should be surfing the right board for the right conditions. So there's nothing wrong with having a standard short board, but if you know it's going to be high tide and if you know that the swell is on its way down and it's not very big, especially if you're going to go to El Porto, 45th Street, that's where I was, and you can see the cams to see what it looks like, it's like, you know, you need a small wave board. If you have your good board, that's fine. But you need a board for when the conditions are a little smaller, a little slopier, a little swamped out. So I felt like I did pretty damn well on the Zippy Fish. But I guess if I'm going to be fair and honest, I have not touched my other board. So there you go. It's just like, how many boards do you really need? I know I have too many boards right now, but I'm just stubborn, and I probably won't get rid of the ones that are on the chopping block until it's time to leave. But anyway, mostly lefts. I was being picky. I was going mostly for the lefts. The shape wasn't too bad, and it was pretty fun. You know, a lot of short rides, but wasn't closing out, so I was able to get down the line and kind of mess around. I tried to play around with being a little bit further back on my board, but it didn't feel as good. It felt like I was kind of forcing it a little bit. So, you know, there has to be a balance there between finding out like little ways to tweak my surfing and also not forcing it. And at the same time, this is a different wave. This isn't Churches. This isn't Bolsa Chica. So, maybe I don't need to be all the way back on the tail. I don't know. But long story short, man, I couldn't believe it. Caught a ton of waves, even within traffic, even having to back out for people. I mean, it didn't matter because it was a low-key wave buffet out there. And the next thing I knew it, I saw a dice on the sand. He gave me like a fucking wave, and I was like, cool, man. My boy paddled out. We got to catch up. I haven't seen him in months. Haven't surfed with him in months. His hair is a little shorter now. He usually has long Japanese mane. And, dude, we did all right, man. It was just good kind of catching up. I haven't surfed with anyone else but my wife in, like, forever. Man, it just felt good. I guess weird moments of the session. There was a guy in a foamy. He was, like, in a gray spring suit, short sleeve. And he was riding a foamy, and then I kind of caught a left, and it was super racy. He was running away, and then he was trying to go left, so he almost dropped in on me, and he tried to pull out, but then the wave took his board, and I didn't realize it that he was riding leashless. So his board was just like bumbling in the foam, like right in front of me. And I was just like, what the fuck? You know, I had to hold up my hands in case his board jumped up and caught me, but it didn't. And then he apologized, he waved, and to be honest, I thought he was like a douche. But then he was cool, he was like, hey, sorry about that. Like, I tried to back out, but the board, you know, got taken by the wave. And I just smiled, you know, I was like, what else am I going to say? You know, I mean, the fact that he apologized was cool enough. But session 100, man, it's like, dude. Dice and I were out there when the tide was high, and then by the time we left, it's like it was already drained. Like, that's how long we're out there. Literally caught it on the downswing. Yeah, by the time we left, I mean, there were still waves, but it was you know, it was getting a little drained out, so the waves are breaking a little faster. The shape kind of became an issue, and then the onshore wind came up. But what a beautiful California weekday to surf. Like, honestly, I was thinking about different ways to title this session, and I was just thinking, like, death of the Dawn Patroller, birth to the midday marauder. Because I'm not really motivated to Dawn Patrol anymore, to be honest. And you can call me lazy if you want. I think back in my purest surfing days, it was, you know, it was all about just getting up early and trying to hit it, you know, when the conditions were best. And then I moved my perspective to saying I want to surf and get free parking and only go when I can get free parking, which is First Light. And now it's like, you know, I like sleeping in. It's like, yeah, I like just taking my time and just getting to the beach when I get there. And if it's like a, you know, a mid-morning session, then, and the conditions aren't as good, you know, as long as there's a little bit of shape, I'm good. And when I was during the first part of the podcast, when I was talking about my perspective on just kind of changing the way I approach surfing, like, instead of bending my will to the world or to surfing, I just kind of approach it the other way around. And you know, you can't really make the world bend to your own will, but you also don't have to stress out in trying to force yourself to do things like a certain way. It doesn't have to be a certain hour that you have to hit it. You don't have to make sure you Dawn Patrol every morning. And this is just my perspective for today, right, if I'm being honest. But I just feel like, yeah, you know what? If you like sleeping in, then sleep in. You know, and if you can only get to the surf like at, what, freaking 10 o'clock, then so be it. I feel like that was my approach today, and it actually worked out. Listen to K-Jazz. Oh my god, I am like, my deltoids are so sore just from surfing 2 days ago, and I did some pull-ups yesterday too, and I ended up just fucking plowing through the pain, and I can only imagine how I'm going to feel tomorrow. I'm not going to work out the rest of the day. But, man, you know, I bitch about Manhattan Beach, and I bitch about El Porto, and I bitch about the crowd. But whenever I have a session like this, especially this is a beautiful fall weather, it's October. It's 1:56 right now. I just pulled into the apartment, and it's like, you can just tell, right? You can just tell the season has changed. You know, we're definitely heading into fucking Thanksgiving weather, man. On a day like today, it just feels ideal. I love living in Southern California on a day like this. So I'm just so happy. I'm so grateful. I'm fucking stoked that this was session number 100, and man, I caught a ton of waves. It was probably the funnest local session that I've had in a long time, and it was just totally unexpected. Scored free parking, saw a buddy, scored a ton of waves, got to ride my favorite board, my Zippy Fish, and my boy KK just sent me a box right now. Okay, anyway. Holy shit, man, that's all I got. I'm gonna just, you know, I'm gonna stop the Italian goodbye here. Session 100. It was fucking good. Lone Wolf Surfer was out there doing his thing, and it didn't matter that there were other surfers because everyone kind of gave each other space, and it was pretty damn good. I didn't snake anybody. I backed out for a couple people, and I shared the wave, man. So just let that be a lesson. Let that be a good approach to surfing, so that if you are ever out there surfing, and if you see someone by you after you've been catching a lot of waves, right, but you see someone who hasn't been catching anything, when that next wave comes, tell him or her, hey, next wave's yours, and give that person an opportunity to catch a wave and just share the ocean with that person. And then, and only then, if they scratch out or they have no idea what they're doing, if they fucking wipe out and eat shit or are apprehensive or too scared and timid, then you got the green light to go ahead and take as many waves as you want. But at least give that person an opportunity to try and get a wave. That's all I got. Lone Wolf Surf Podcast. And I'm out, man. Catch you guys next time. Hopefully session 101 will be just as fun. I hope you guys have a good day. Peace.